We are back from recess. Gentlemen, our next order of business is election of a MAC delegate to represent the County Commission at the annual conference. We will, at the end of the day, in my opinion, countywide, have less county officials attending than we will have positions available within the county. Taney County is entitled to 10 positions, one of which will be appointed or elected by the County Commission, and the other, up to 9, will be elected and or appointed by the other elected officials, all elected officials, I guess.
And what you're saying is probably all three of the county commissioners will end up being delegates anyway, and so.
Last count I had was potentially 7 people that will be attending. Donna, do you have anything to state differently? Pardon?
9. Unless one is backed out. I haven't heard from
him
yet.
So do we need to formally just make a motion that Brandon be the MAC delegate, or and then we just the other two will serve as, or Ron, or all three of us? It doesn't make me no difference how you do this. It just
Commission needs to designate one.
Well, Ron, I'll make a motion that you be the MAC delegate.
This is for the annual conference.
Yes.
Then there's going to be an election that's going to be conducted, and all the others will be selected as well.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to nominate Ron Houseman as the MAC delegate for the annual conference. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. A grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for a public road. Mr. Hayes.
Should actually have 2 easements there. One is for the end of Holstein Drive and one for the end of Winkle Creek Drive.
Like to address these, Mr. Hayes?
We'll start with the one on Holstein Drive. Met with Rick Turner and his wife and looked to try to get it turned around at the end of that road to help us as far as us turn around school bus equipment. So we worked out. He is donating the necessary right-of-way for a turnaround there.
So this is right-of-way that is granted to the county from a private property owner so that there'll be a turnaround at the end of the road where we do
correct
road work.
Motion for approval of that particular easement. You going to do it to one of each, motion for each one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your motion would be by and between Ricky Lee Turner and Rhonda Catherine Turner and Taney County.
Yes.
What is the, is this for in consideration of $1 and other good and valuable consideration received? Is there any other?
We're doing all the construction work of this and replacing a portion of the fence that we have to take down and corner posts and install the gate there to make this all work. And I'll put that in a letter form. But that's standard language in all of our easements.
Frank looked at this?
Don't know.
Is there a need for him to?
He hasn't. I mean, if there's a need, we can have him look at it if you want to. He's seen this grant of easement before. We've had him review our grant of easement to form, so
he's just not here.
That question come up previously several times. So.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve a grant of permanent perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements by and between Ricky Turner and Rhonda Turner, trustees, and Taney County. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. The second.
The second one is at the end of Winkle Creek Drive. This is Rocky Turner owns the particular property, and this is going to be kind of an offset cul-de-sac for the same purpose, for school bus turnaround, particularly on this one, us turn around the construction. We're also going to try to improve some drainage problems that we've had for years right there. So he's given us the right of way to create a turnaround, also solve these other problems.
Read that terminology there, and I'll make a motion.
Is there a motion to approve a grant of permanent perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements by and between Rocky Turner and Brandy Turner and Taney County?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Gentlemen, is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
Kirbyville, R6 School District Agreement. Carlos, you want to join us? Gentlemen, this came before the County Commission last week. There was discussion regarding the verbiage, and if I'm not mistaken, the verbiage has been changed within the agreement itself. And we have that here. How are you today?
Okay. We wanted the handicap parking.
Correct. The basic change that was in it was basically now we're doing furnishing the prep work. This will allow the county clerk opportunity once this has been put in place and we have cost estimates to seek a grant, which we believed would possibly cover the asphalt part of it, which would come later. Donna has informed me that there are funds available that she can apply for. She has sought that out for us.
Basically, the changes were for the prep work that would be performed.
It would allow us to do that right away so that
right.
It could be utilized for the
upcoming
election.
Right.
So what would be appropriate would be a motion to approve an agreement by and between the Kirbyville R6 School District and Taney County as provided.
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve an intergovernmental agreement by and between Kirbyville R6 School District and Taney County as provided with today's date. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Charles, thank you. We'll get this to you ASAP.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Oh. Carlos, while you're here, and while the county clerk is here, I'm wondering if we could get your signature on this as well. If we could stand in recess for just a couple of minutes, then we're going to have a budgetary hearing.
Okay.